This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday assured Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop in his final overseas tour as president. He made his remarks during a news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin.
The commitment of the United States to Europe is enduring, and it's rooted in the values we share, values that Angela just mentioned. Our commitment to democracy, our commitment to rule of law, our commitment to the dignity of all people.
Mr. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia while seeking areas of cooperation. The president sought to calm European leaders who are nervous about a feared turn toward isolationism following the election of Donald Trump. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump planned meetings with former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and Florida Governor Rick Scott. Trump planned to hold talks with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Before departing Japan, Mr. Abe said he wanted to use the meeting to discuss his vision for the future. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov is quoted as saying his government has initiated contacts with Trump officials to discuss the crisis in Syria. It was not immediately clear to whom he was referring. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, could fill an important spot in the new administration. News reports say Kushner, who is married to Trump's daughter Ivanka, would likely serve in a position along the lines of a special counsel or special advisor. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the country's improving economy could see an increased rate, see an interest rate increase relatively soon. Speaking to a key congressional committee Thursday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said any interest rate increases are likely to be gradual. Many economists say a rate increase might come at the Fed's next meeting in mid-December. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told a congressional panel that he has submitted his resignation.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife anything past that.
Clapper says he will stay on until the end of the Obama administration. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces in an overnight operation arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and IS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria via Afghanistan and Iran. After Russia's decision to leave the International Criminal Court, a Philippines withdrawal might follow. President Rodrigo Duterte threatened to leave the ICC a day after Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed a decree removing his country from the war crimes court. Duterte spoke Thursday before leaving for a summit in Peru, calling the ICC shameless bullies who only pick on small countries. Duterte's critics say his real motive is fear that he could be charged in the court because of the thousands of people killed in his war on drugs. Kosovo authorities say they have averted attacks by the Islamic State group. Police say they arrested 19 people in Kosovo and 6 more in Albania and Macedonia who were planning the attacks. One of the attacks was believed to have targeted the Israeli national soccer team, which played a World Cup qualifier in neighboring Albania. Police said in their raids, they found weapons, electronic equipment, explosives devices, and extremist religious material. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has named a new prime minister. Kabila picked opposition lawmaker Badibanga Ntita Sami to lead the unity government until elections are held. The elections, originally slated for this month, are now scheduled for April 2018. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.